Hour number two here on a Monday, Victory Monday, Falcons Monday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Back-to-back NFL no huddles to lead the noon hour coming up in just a minute. We'll start with some Falcons, then get into all of the other games, ending with last night's Sunday night game, which ended in a tie, which I think you and I...
freaking tie.
Both like to see banned. Come on.
Freaking tie.
Just do anything at the end. You know what I mean? Like in soccer, they do a shootout.
A freaking tie.
Just have a foot race between your two fastest guys or something like that. Whatever. Just don't let it end in a tie. Ties are terrible. We'll take some phone calls at 1240 as well. 404-726-0929. Falcons fans can load up the phone lines and let us know what you thought about yesterday. And then with the bye week coming up, just sort of a, you know, a first quarter of the season. Check in on where you're at. I imagine it'll be a little bit different than it was last Monday.
Yeah.
But that's not an excuse to not call, though, because last Monday we said phone calls and the phones almost broke because people were calling us, you know, like crazy.
Big man.
The week before that, when they won and played good, we came back from break. That segment had one person on hold. So let's, you know, let's talk about it. Good, bad, or otherwise.
Spread it out.
We'll get there in about 40 minutes.
Spread it out. I know we got to get info. I wanted to give a shout out to one of my old teammates, one of my favorite teammates, Cap Burnett, head coach over at North Clayton, where Shocking them went to school. They had a big win this weekend against Stevenson. So I saw it on Instagram. But I love me some Cap Burnett. I'm so proud of that brother, man. And just great win for him. 12U, Liberin, 4-0. Way to go, boys. Got another W this past weekend, even though it rained. We had to leave and all that other stuff. Great, great time.
The rain messed a lot of stuff up.
I know. What else did it mess up?
I was supposed to play a little golf on Thursday. I know. Remember that? I was all fired up.
You were excited. We had a whole conversation. Did she leave your golf clubs?
She didn't. Okay. Golf clubs were packed. You got me that awesome Ryder Cup polo. I was going to wear that to it. I was all planned out. And then it rained like really hard in North Carolina for a couple of days. So that sucked. So no golf.
That's all right, man.
It's fine.
You go in with...
Instead of golf, we went gem mining. So that was fun.
A big part?
Yeah, we went mining for gems.
Of what?
You know, like quartz.
Oh.
And other gems of various sorts.
Nice. Nice.
It was actually pretty fun.
Nice.
I guess that's a big thing up there. I don't know. I don't know that any of those gems are native to the region, but that's all right. They give you like a bucket of dirt, basically.
Right.
And you scoop it into a little sifter, and then you do it in the water thing.
Right, right.
And then
like
panning for gold, kind of.
Yeah.
Now, I'd been panning for gold when I was like 10, when we went to Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it was disappointing.
Right.
Like, I thought I was going to get rich, you know? Like 10 years old, we're going panning. I thought I was about to get a big old gold nugget.
Right.
Change my life.
Yeah.
You get a little gold dust. You go gem mining. You get some pretty big gems. Pretty good. Now, I don't think they're worth much. But the kids had a great time. It was actually pretty good. I would give a full endorsement to anybody that has a little downtime in Western North Carolina or Eastern Tennessee region of the United States, maybe on a bad weather day. What should we do? Oh, we saw that gem mining place down the road. I don't know. Does that suck? It doesn't suck.
Okay.
It's pretty fun.
Okay.
And reasonably priced.
Yeah, reasonably priced.
Yeah, it's like $15 for a bucket. They get to keep all the gems.
Okay.
Took like 45 minutes. They had a good time.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all.
Didn't get to golf.
What's it called again?
Did get to get some gems. Gem mining.
Gem mining.
Like a miner.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand that. But I'm just saying, gem mining. Okay.
Yeah.
Reasonably priced.
Oh, it was good. Fun for the whole family. It was a good time.
Yeah. I mean, they went to the pumpkin patch.
I saw that.
It was so funny. Because like there's nobody who takes losses from Georgia worse than Samson. Samson was, he need to fire everybody. He was so mad. All right. And so yesterday, obviously, so she's like, hey, babe, we're going to the pumpkin thing. And I say, I don't want to go. And so they were, her girlfriend and her son, who are Samson the same age, he's going, I don't care. But maybe I'm bad too. Because she said, he said, why don't daddy got to come? She said, because your daddy, he's grown. You're not. And she put, and so she wanted to do some pictures, and so she bought this pretty, like, olive gown, dress or whatever, beautiful dress, and bought him an olive shirt. So they had to dress it like, dude, most parents know this, if you ever get a chance to roast your children, please do it. I was like, look at your corny ass, looking like a damn, I had some muscadines, mama bought me some muscadines, some bullets.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you look like, a damn bullet. Man, that dude was so damn mad, but it was just so great to just roast my child because his mama made him go to the pumpkin patch and then make me go. As long as you have sex, I'm grown. And the best part about it, Buck, no pumpkins were bought. No pumpkins were bought yesterday.
They drove all the way up there? Just for what?
I think they're somewhere they just ain't telling me. I think they're hiding them.
Too early for me.
I think they're hiding
them. We're too early for the pumpkin patch. We'll go.
I think she, they're,
Pumpkin Patch Day is one of my favorite days of the year.
Oh, yes, we know.
I actively dress in matching outfits with my children on purpose. So roast me, I guess. I'll roast myself. I'm looking forward to it. Got my shirt picked out already. It's going to be good. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. A lot of highlights from the Falcons game yesterday, but I don't think Wes and Dave enjoyed any touchdown more than they enjoyed this one. So let's take a listen to Tyler Allgeier.
Allgeier's coming to the ballgame. Bijan had to replace the tearaway. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Washington through the formation. They give it to Allgeier. Uh-oh, Tyler breaking free. 10-5 shoulder. Oh, touchdown! Atlanta! Check the license plate, Jeremy Reeves. Wow.
I love it.
Tyler Allgeier dropped the gear down and dropped that left axle right into Jeremy Reeves. Touchdown, Atlanta. What a run.
Yeah, man, that was an awesome run, man. Just the fact that that's how I was feeling. I was like,
you know,
when he just, like, put the – I don't play Madden no more, whatever button that is,
hit
R2
stick.
Or R2 or whatever.
Violence.
Called. And he chose violence on
he
that
did.
Play. He chose violence on that play right there, man. And so, yeah, that was an awesome thing. Also that, they were able to just sustain drives. They did better on kickoff coverage. Not great. I'll say better. They did let McCaffrey get out of there once.
Yeah.
Made all the kicks.
They still got some work to do on special teams.
Made all their kicks, which is
expected.
Yeah.
And fine.
Yeah.
They were short and makeable. So
yeah.
Good.
Okay. So, but he made them.
He did.
That's the most important thing. He made them.
Yeah. Do we have to give equal credit for made ones as we give criticism for missed ones?
Why can't we?
Because it, I don't know. I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's your job.
But
it's your job.
It's been a rough one for this young fella. But I think, just overall, the offense looked really, really good. Defensively, had some good moments in it. The first sack that Zach Harrison had, it was a weird one because I'm like, okay, is that a sack or is it a tackle? Because he pushed him and Marcus runs into the line, but he got him down, so it counted as a sack. But I thought, they were flying around here playing fast. Don't like the fact that they gave up 2 touchdown passing. Mm-hmm. I like one of them, the one of McCaffrey was a miscommunication or something. The other one, he just beat him.
What was the second one?
McCaffrey caught the one. McCaffrey's the second.
Yeah, I remember.
Touchdown, right?
Yeah.
I thought.
Debo. Debo had one too.
And that was the one.
Dude, Debo's so good.
He's so damn good, man. And the thing with him, they did such a good job of tackling him.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's Debo's whole thing. Debo's going to shrug you 3 or 4 guys off. When Debo got the ball on those speed sweeps and anything like that, they gang tackled him. Like, they were putting a pad on him. That's how you got to stop Debo. Because if you think you're going to arm tackle him, he's going to wear your ass out. But I thought he did a really good job of gang tackling him.
Let's hear Raheem after the game talking about Michael Penix.
Rightfully deserved, and we embrace that, and so did he. He went back to work. He went back to the lab, and all he could do was come out and play. And he came out today, and he gave us a lot of good numbers. He gave us a lot of really positive things moving forward, and he's going to do nothing but get better.
Played well, man. He really did. Michael really played well. I thought the timing of all the routes was right where it needed to be. The ball placement was great. I thought, the touchdown pass to Drake, I mean, just the anticipation, and he threw it before Drake even got out of his break. The touchdown is Kyle, another great play. And then the one he threw to Kyle on the sideline with Kyle braced the tackle. I love Bobby Wagner, one of my favorite players I've ever watched. Yeah, Wags getting old, boy. Wags ain't running like he used to, man.
Nope.
He can't run like he used to.
Now, when he hit Bijan on that, I don't know, whatever that route was, but when Bijan's full head of steam.
Yeah.
And Wagner, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Wags hit him
back. He probably pushes him out of bounds with the angle. Now, to be fair, 10 years ago, Bijan would have been like 13,
yeah,
so that wouldn't
true.
Have been fair.
Right.
But Wag's still smart, though.
He's smart.
One of the smartest players.
But he ain't got that. He ain't got that gear, man.
I was surprised that Reeves tracked him down, though. Like, Bijan had space. Reeves is fast as hell.
Reeves is fast, and he got that high angle.
Yeah.
He had the high angle, and I was like, damn. And Bijan was like, oh, that's one of the things, Bunk. Like, I ain't never been that far out ahead of people, except for one time. And I was like, good Lord. And the closer you get to that goal line, the further it gets away from you.
Oh, it's got it.
Because you start feeling
getting
like,
a little tired.
Damn it, he about to damn tackle me. Damn it. And I'm sure they gave him something, the ribbon and all that, those things in the locker room. But Seven was just special yesterday. He did so many great things. I know they put him out in a bunch on a third down. He ran a little H-hook route. Bam, after the catch. I thought he was just outstanding when he had the ball in his hands. That touchdown run, Andy, was freaking beautiful.
It was crazy.
It was beautiful.
I mean, he must have in just tight space.
Jump, that his jump cut.
Three jump cuts, yeah. And then he's through. Yeah. Which, I mean, again, no offense to most guys, but most guys at best are getting three, yes. four in that play.
Yeah.
For him just knife through there like that, and then he comes free a little bit, yeah. and there's one last guy to beat, and just spins off of him.
Yeah, dog.
And they did a one-handed breakdancing handstand in the end zone.
He was outstanding yesterday. I think, you know.
He's legitimately different than most.
Yes, he is special.
Yeah,
he
you
is,
have a special player on
yes,
your team.
Yes, he is special. And I thought, you know, the five guys up front, I thought they played well.
Played
I thought they played good enough for this team to run the ball the way they did. We talked already, Drake London looked like the guy we were talking about all summer. This dude went out there, and Lattimore, he beat his ass on that damn double go. And like most things that Lattimore does, he grabs.
Yeah. So you could tell they like beating Lattimore.
Yeah. Because
Bijan doesn't talk to anybody.
No, he
but he was John with Lattimore a little bit here and there, too.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, he played well. He played really, really good. Charlie is the X factor for everything they do, man.
Play him.
Just play him.
Just play him.
He just, like I said, he does his job the way he's supposed to do his job.
By the way, tough. I looked on Wednesday on the drive. Still just a Charlie Warner billboard.
No Stetson?
No, I mean, no Gunner.
Why don't people call him Stetson?
No Gunner.
No Gunner?
Not yet.
Wow.
And we said beat Bama, you get one, so.
Yeah.
Not yet.
We did say that.
Not yet.
We did say that.
Still no. But the Charlie one's right there.
Home of Charlie Warner.
Home of Charlie Warner. Raven County.
Well, I mean, Charlie's like fourth generation dog. I think he is.
I know. Gunner, too. Well, Gunner's sister's name's Georgia. Literally.
I didn't know that.
His grandpa died at the cocktail party.
Really?
Yeah.
How you know that?
I read the story.
How he die?
Heart.
When?
Ticker.
When?
90s.
Oh, really? Did not know that.
Yep. Damn. And he drives an 84 F-150.
Now he got a new one.
No, he didn't.
Oh, they showed me a picture. I got him a new whip.
Oh, that's why they lost to Bama. 84 F-150 Gunner would have picked up that first down on third and three.
I still think he did.
Wouldn't have had to hand it to Cash Jones. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into an NFL No Huddle Part 2 here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Victory Monday for the Falcons. Phone calls in 20 minutes from Falcons fans, 404-726-0929. We'll get the lines open, as we always do, at 1240 to talk about what happened yesterday. Awesome bounce-back win for the Falcons, 34-27 against the Commanders. 2-2 headed into the bye week. Couple weeks to get ready for the Bills on Monday Night Football at home, which should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun in there in a couple of weeks. But a lot of time before then. Let's start with the guy who made his first start yesterday, Jackson Dart.
Scataboo the back. Dart, design run. Up the middle he goes to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants! Jackson Dart! Not a quarterback draw from 15 yards out in his first start. Gives the Giants the lead.
They hung on, too. They beat the Chargers 21-18. Chargers are a good team.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
New quarterback energy?
Yes, of course it was. Of course it was.
New coach energy's cousin?
Of course it was. But, Chargers should be ashamed of themselves. They lost that game. But give that young kid credit, man. I mean, that's what he came in to do, energize the crowd. I mean, they're using Cam Scataboo as a one-man battering ram.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. But he's able to, like, I'm talking about Jackson Dart. He's athletic. He can run around, make some plays. Didn't have overwhelming numbers, but I thought, you know, the kid played well. It sucks that they lost Neighbors. It sucks.
Yeah, Malik Neighbors. ACL?
Yes, been confirmed that he has a torn ACL, man, which is just a brutal blow for that young man, especially when you're getting this guy. These two are going to be leading your offense for years to come, hopefully. They hope up there. And for him to go down, it was awful. Justin Herbert was not good. Lost another damn tackle. Joe Alt goes down. During the game. Yeah, he went down during the damn game.
They're already without their starting left.
Exactly.
Tackle.
So he went down. But I tell you what, that damn Omarion, booed. That run he had, that touchdown run, this dude was pulling off from folks, man. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they got something there. Quentin Johnston continues to play well. But yeah, good for them. But that's that new quarterback energy.
You said that you were reading me a list of guys that have had that injury at MetLife.
They were just talking about it was just a list of
the MetLife turf,
turf and injuries with ACLs and Achilles and everything. Yeah, so it's pretty alarming.
That sucks.
It's pretty alarming.
All right, let's hear A.D. Mitchell made a great play.
God, dog.
And then he didn't
catch A.D. Mitchell. There he goes inside the 30, down the far side. He's got 10. Yeah. His first career touchdown in the NFL. Whoa. Hold on,
just a moment. The officials talking to one another at the goal line. The play happened furthest away from us as A.D. Mitchell had a great adjustment on the ball and then streaked down the far sideline. Made it in front of Emmanuel Forbes Jr.
He bobbled the ball at the end, Matt. He switched the ball in his hands right at the goal line. It looks like he may have fumbled it before he crossed the goal line, which would give the Rams the ball on the 20-yard line.
The ball was loose.
I mean, that's just like the Jonathan Taylor play last year in Denver.
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
I mean, deja vu all over again.
Well, Jonathan was dropped it.
Yeah, he dropped it.
Other guys have dropped it as they dropped as
no,
they cross.
AD was trying. What a freaking play to go up and get the ball, spin off the guy, and then peel away. But then, got to put the ball away, man. And then he had a holding call on another touchdown. Rough day. Rough day for him. But I'll tell you what, man, the Colts can play.
Yeah, they're good.
The Colts can play.
They're a good team.
The Rams, they're gonna do their things. What the hell? Puka had 13 catches.
Yeah. Yeah. Puka has more catches. I mean, he's leading the receivers and everything.
Yes.
Like, a contract year coming up.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he's about to get paid.
Yeah, no, Puka Nacua is insane.
Yeah, he's about to get paid.
13 catches, 170 yards, touchdown. Matt Stafford continues to be ridiculous.
88-yard touchdown to win the game.
375, three touchdowns, 123 passer rating. They're 3-1. They're good team. Yeah, no, the Colts, again, just – and they didn't get great quarterback play yesterday. He was all right. He did have two interceptions, but just reasonable quarterback play with all the talent that they have elsewhere on that roster. Help you win quite a few games. All right, let's hear from Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, looking a bit more like Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Up on the football quickly is Patrick Mahomes under center. Worthy's in the backfield. They're going to roll to the right side, and now Mahomes throws for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. Marquise Brown, Hollywood, goes all the way across the formation on 4th-and-1 for a 15-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes has 4 TD passes into the land of the sweet nectar.
They beat the hell out of the Ravens.
The land of the sweet nectar.
The Ravens are in trouble.
They're in trouble.
Because I don't know what's Lamar's status. I mean, he had a hammy yesterday, but he turned the ball over twice. Xavier Worthy, he brings a different dynamic of speed, and it worries teams, and he played really, really good yesterday.
Yeah, they need that type of guy. Obviously, he's that type of guy for them now. In order for them to do all the stuff they want to do, he was their leading rusher and their leading receiver
he
yesterday.
He played really good having him back on the film, and Pat didn't have to run around and do a whole bunch of stuff. As far as Ravens, they can't stop nobody, man.
They've given up more points than any team in the NFL through 4 games.
They can't stop nobody.
That's crazy to say.
Yes, the Ravens.
Now, they're missing some key guys on defense.
They put them on IR on Friday, matter of fact.
Oh, who was it? Matt Ibuke? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're 1-3, man.
You are with your records there. But now they got 3 straight home games with a bye in the middle, so see if they can find a way to get some wins.
I still think they will because, you know.
Yeah, because, this division, Steelers? Steelers got a nice win.
Steelers had a nice win.
Nice win over there in overseas in Ireland. It wasn't nothing flashy. It was Aaron Rodgers throwing a hitch route and DK Metcalf taking it 80 yards.
126 yards and a touchdown for DK Metcalf.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's when the Steelers are good. That's what they are.
That's what they do.
They're just meat and potatoes, and they win close games.
And they're getting turnovers, everything like that. They find a way to win the football game. Minnesota good?
No.
Okay. I'm just looking at the quarterback position because Carson Wentz is.
Got it. I thought, were you asking me, is that team good?
No, I think they're okay.
They're okay.
I think they're okay. But I tell you, the funny thing was.
But they're not good.
I know they were talking about before the game. Like, that's why when you go to these folks' country, always have security. Okay.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, one of the Steelers players got his ass whooped. He got jumped and robbed over there. Why are you out there by yourself, man?
Dang.
All right.
Peaky Blinders got him?
Yeah, they got his ass.
Dang it.
Got him hemmed up, dog. Don't go over there by yourself, man. Go out by yourself, man. All right, there was new country and everything. You want to say cheese and take pictures with everybody. Don't get your ass whipped over there messing around with some Ireland folks. All right, don't do it. All right? But they say he's okay. He's just a little shit. He's a little shook.
Well, will be.
Yeah, you will be. You get your ass whipped.
Yeah, that'll shake you. Here's Jerry Jones talking about tie games.
Whatever.
I don't want to. That game was probably a great game for the NFL as far as a showcase for the game and competition because you had outstanding quarterback play. You had some very talented people out there playing. You certainly had one of the most expensive players in the history of the NFL out there playing. And so I guess everybody was going to take a look tonight and decide, is he worth all that?
Is he talking about Dak?
I mean,
because that he is too.
I know you saw earlier, he was talking about it after, I guess it was after that, he said that, yeah, he said, well, you know, we had to make a decision. He said, Dak is indispensable. Micah wasn't. You offered Micah the contract. What are you talking about, Jerry?
Whatever he wants. Jerry, he probably forgot that.
Jerry offered him the contract. So, man, whatever, man. But, yeah, hey, man, shout out to Dallas, man, because I thought Green Bay was going to beat the hell out of him. I don't think Green Bay is as good as people, as I kind of anticipated earlier.
Well, they lost to the Browns.
They lost to the Browns, and you have a damn tie against Dallas.
Yeah.
Dak is that dude. Dak played his ass off in that game, and so did they.
Dude, George Pickens is incredible.
George Pickens is incredible. But, I mean, Dak played so good yesterday, and they had a freaking tie. A tie.
Well, they damn near tied the Giants the week before that.
I know.
Or maybe it was 2 weeks before that.
Yes.
It was 37-37 with 1 second left, and I think Aubrey made the kick, and they won. But, yeah, I mean, they can score.
Yep.
they can score.
That's about it.
They give up a lot of points, but they can score. But, yeah, that's a tough back-to-back week loss and tie for the Packers after the first couple weeks, and everyone was sort of, oh, are they, you know,
they
NFC favorites?
Tie the Cowboys.
The Eagles win the game. They got out to a huge lead over the Buccaneers. Now, give the Bucs credit. They fought their way back into it, as they always do.
Blank that heat.
It's hard when you get down 24-3, though.
I thought Baker, whatever was wrong with his arm, it kind of showed early on in the game, because I know they said it was like, it's all black and blue and bruised up and everything, but I mean, he's such a fighter, and he found his way through it. They just can overcome that deficit. Jalen Hurts didn't complete a pass in the second half. He was 0 of 8.
Huh.
Yeah. A.J. Brown sending out tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winning can fix everything.
And winning can fix everything.
But
I
lose a couple games.
But, yeah, that's
there's
the thing
some
about
symptoms.
It. There's some symptoms in there. They need to ship him off. Who needs a call? Vegas needs to give them a call. Because if Vegas can get them a receiver. Geno don't threw so many damn interceptions this year, Andy. It don't make no damn sense. But I was good to see the young kid ask Genty get it going yesterday.
Yeah, he finally had a good game.
Chicago, just finding ways to win.
Yeah.
2-2 at the bye. Your quarterback has gotten better and better every single week, man. So shout out to the Bears and Caleb. But yeah, Vegas needs call up Howie. Hey Howie. He don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to throw the ball.
AJ, man, he's reading on the sidelines.
Yeah, man.
He got a Super Bowl with him. You're good. Send him over here. I mean, obviously Brock Bowers, incredible.
Yes.
But after that, it's Jakobi Meyers, it's Raheem Mostert. Yes. Raheem Mostert's a running back.
Yeah. If you
Trey Tucker.
Okay, here it is. If you're not welcome, not listen to quietly withdraw, don't make a sense.
Scene.
I'm sorry, I can't even barely see up there. Don't make a scene. Why did you have to tweet that out after the game?
Because it's 2025.
Oh, my God.
He's a wide receiver.
He's so upset.
Passive-aggressive social media nonsense.
He's so upset. I'm mad.
By the way, you guys are 4-0, and you won the Super Bowl last year.
They won't throw me the ball.
Yeah, shrug. And okay. All right. Sounds good. A couple games tonight on Monday Night Football as well. The Jets and the Dolphins.
Oh, God.
Awesome. And the Bengals and the Broncos.
Oh, God.
Sick.
Boy, it's going to be God. That's a ugly.
Those are two good ones.
That's an ugly situation.
Those are
Texas finally got a win.
You listen to those right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Texans finally got a win. They beat the Titans.
Yeah, Titans are going to have to probably make a coaching change.
Yes, they're going to have to fire their coach.
Although, you know, I mean, I know that they can do that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what'd you expect?
Yeah.
Pretty terrible roster.
Yes.
It's the number one pick last year.
And the Jaguars, good for them. Go out there to San Fran, get a win. But it was some fireworks afterwards.
Yeah, Liam Cohen was fired up.
He told him to keep his name out of his mouth.
Robert Saleh, I guess, talked about sign stealing leading into the game. And
whatever.
I'll say this. Good win. You don't want to fight Robert Saleh.
You don't want to fight Robert Saleh, especially when you say Duval like he did.
Yeah, no.
Duval.
Anybody who says it like that.
Yeah, anybody says Duval. Don't want that smoke.
Was that actually him or was that you?
Duval.
Wow, good impression.
Yeah, anybody says it like that, they don't want to. That one, they don't need to be looking for no problems.
Also, right. How often does it happen in the NFL where a team wins by 30 and then loses by 30 the next week? The Panthers won 30-0 and then got beat 42-13 by the Patriots
because they're freaking awful.
They're really bad,
bad.
Like they're going to win four games this year, and one of them's going to be 30-0
against the damn Falcons.
Oh well, Falcons bounce back.
Whatever, man. Hey guys, every Wednesday night, join our main man, Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, low savings. That's Prep Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Falcons fans, phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. We had no problem getting callers last week. Let's talk about a game that was actually fun to watch. Falcons win yesterday at home. Go to 2-2, headed into the bye. Call us up. Tell us what's on your mind. 404-726-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you. On a victory Monday,
victory.
20 minutes, we'll get back into some of the highlights. Post-game audio, Falcons beat the Commanders 34-27 yesterday. College football Saturday recap at 1:20 as well. We'll back into the Georgia-Alabama game, Oregon-Penn State, LSU-Ole Miss, and all the other good ones. We'll get to an AMA in an hour as well. We'll get to the phone lines here in just a second.
I'm sorry.
What are we chuckling about over there?
Nothing, dude. I'm just laughing.
Share it with the class.
Nah, some of these people are just
Share it with the class.
Some of these people got problems, man. I guess it's supposed to be a text chain between Drowler and some chick, and it's just hilarious, man. It's really pretty. It's pretty fun.
Are you being respectful?
No, he's not very respectful. But, I mean, I guess you can only... Only, never mind. I mean, I was a college kid, too, but I would never say nothing like that, dude. Hell no, man.
No, I don't think I'd ever say. I certainly wouldn't text
did you
anything
see
like that.
What, you know? I know we got to get to callers. But
screenshot the internet.
Yes, it gets you. The funniest thing of yesterday had to be Cam Ward's press. He said, they said, we're ass. And we want to keep it a buck. We some ass.
Yeah, he's right. He's right about that. Probably not everyone wants to hear that.
Oh, not everybody wants to hear that, but how you sell that? If we keep it in a buck?
Well, if you're keeping it a buck, then that's what you would say.
Oh,
we're ass.
Man.
Right?
That was,
he didn't try to sugarcoat it for the press conference.
Nothing. He said, I'm going to keep it a buck.
Yeah, he's right.
Boy.
They're 0-4, and they got beat 26-0 by the Texans.
By the damn Texans.
Who were 0-3 coming into the game.
0-3, and they're worried about what hat they damn quarterback wear.
Yeah, man. Oh, I know.
What a bunch of damn idiots.
The things we worry about these days. Things we worry about. Not too much time on our hands,
yeah,
I think.
I think that's what it is.
All right. Nobody's worried about anything like that around here, hopefully. I don't think anybody's worried about anything like that around here. Not after 34-27. Full phone lines to talk about the Falcons' win yesterday, the first four games in general, big picture, small picture, any direction you want to take it. We'll start with Big Mike and Alpharetta.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, Big Mike.
I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all.
Thank you. Please do.
You know what gets on my nerves?
Tell me.
I've never played fantasy football. I've never been into that stuff. I had people on my Twitter feed complaining that Bijan Robinson wasn't in the game when Tyler Allgeier made that run for the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
Darren Mills lost my mind. Like, what are you all talking about? I don't care who gets touchdowns. I don't care who gets sacks. I don't care who gets interceptions. We get them. We win games. We got to be more consistent. But get these fantasy freaks out of here. People
you.
Care about their,
I get you, brother.
Their league and
I,
stuff like that.
I agree with you,
here.
Mike. I agree with you, Mike.
We just got to find a happy medium, right? Like, you root for your team and also play fantasy football at the same time.
I don't know how y'all do it.
I know some people have a hard time with it. But, yeah, you know, if the Falcons are winning 34-27 and – you know, who's the third string running back? I don't know who, Carlos Washington or something like that, scores 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm with you. I'm with Big Mike on that, man. I got a question. How am I doing in college fantasy?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, probably not good.
Okay.
I
didn't quit.
You deleted the app and you don't set your lineup.
That's not quitting.
What would you call it?
That's just status quo.
I don't think you know what status quo means. You were in last place.
Damn.
But you did beat someone.
I did? What'd I beat?
I don't know. You beat somebody.
I beat somebody?
Oh, God. It wasn't me, so we can make fun of that. I don't know. I don't know who you beat. But, yeah, you're not doing well.
Okay.
You're 1-4.
All right. But I got that one.
But you beat somebody.
I beat somebody, which
How'd
is awesome.
That?
Which is awesome.
That's insane. You planning on firing it back up? Back at it?
I'm cool.
Dude, you got so many good players. So annoying. You got Jeremiah Love on your team just sitting there. All right.
Is he not much? He should be starting.
He is.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes you start him and they have a bye.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway, Zay. Zay is on MLK. What's up, Zay?
What's happening, family?
Hey, what's up, Zay?
Man, cooling in that little traffic. Look, I'm going to keep it $2 with you. That 9-to-5 connection. Excuse me. That's what we've been waiting on. But Kyle Pitts, man, we got to keep him by all means. I am not trying to play against that guy, ever. If you exploit your mismatch, every great quarterback had that tight end. So from Shannon Shaw to a Randy McMichael to a Tony Gonzalez, you just got to have that mismatch guy. Like, wide receivers, you can find them everywhere. Ask Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we got special ones, but it ain't, hey, a quarterback can make a receiver do what it do. But that tight end, hey, Kyle Pitts is the guy. We got to figure out how to keep that man. I just wanted to keep it 2 bucks, man. Y'all don't even know what kind of...
Thank you, Zay.
What damn was Zay? Was that a taser?
I don't know.
Was that like a stun gun or something?
Ready for anything.
I mean, he's playing well, man. Kyle's playing well. He's healthy. He looks happy. And you mentioned it, you know, the touchdown, you can just tell how much it meant to him, man.
Yeah.
It really did. Yeah. The emotions and then the scream afterwards and everything. I don't know what they're gonna do. He's on the 5th-year option. He continues playing like this. He might outprice himself.
Here's what I do know about Kyle Pitts.
Yes.
They need to throw it to him more.
Yes.
He's got 24 targets and 20 catches.
Yes.
Like every time you throw him the ball, it's a first down.
Yes.
He's running after the catch.
Yes.
Obviously finally got in the end zone yesterday for the first time this year. But like, again, I know that Bijan, you got to get him the ball a bunch.
Yes.
You got to throw it to Drake. And there's only so many plays. There's only so many touches. I got to try to get Kyle the ball a little bit more.
When I said coming into the season, I said he'd be the second leading receiver.
Yeah, and he is.
Now, that's what I said.
Well, maybe he's not.
No, he's third because Bijan's second or first, whatever it is. But I was talking about pass catchers themselves, receiver, tight end. I think Kyle needs to be used more than he is, 100%. I think that, and I can tell this about Kyle, what he did this offseason. One of the biggest things that whenever you have guys down, like especially tackles, you know that you're going to have to help. He does such a better job, Andy, of helping and still getting to his route. Before, he would help. He would bang. He would either knock the damn tackle off or he would bang and get caught up and could get out on his route. He's doing such a better job of doing that. I could tell something that he worked on this offseason was that.
Well, go look at the touchdown he scored yesterday. He went and he blocked.
Yeah, it was a naked bootleg or whatever.
Long enough, and then he leaked out and he was wide open.
He's played really well.
Yeah, that's definitely
he's
something.
He's playing really, really good.
Again, every time they throw it to him, he catches it, and it goes for 10 yards at least.
Yes.
Like, and it's nice to have, and I'm sure part of it is where he is in the – in the pecking order and all of that. Maybe he's getting favorable coverages, whatever, but I'd try to feed him just a little bit more with how good he's looking. Israel is in Southwest Atlanta. Hey, Israel.
Man, Andy and Randy, man, when the Falcons win, it's sweet like candy. Listen to me now. I'm about to spend that third buck because my first, they did it right.
Okay.
Bijan Robinson, since he came in the league, has the most, number one, baby, 100-yard scrimmage games. Not Saquon, not that King Henry, who's a prince, now he's fumbling. And I'm going to spend that fourth buck.
You fumbled yesterday?
Your boy Kyle Pitts, he has a real living, breathing quarterback, right? You see what he can do.
That's true. His rookie year. That's true.
Right? Only 3 tight ends ever had 1,000 yards, right?
Yep.
And Rand, you know this. You're my third favorite tight end of all time.
Well, I'm glad.
Who are the first two? Who are the first two?
But now that we got a real quarterback again?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Kyle Pitts is a real football player, Randy. What do you think about that?
So happy, man.
Thank you, Israel.
Appreciate it. But I mean, that we talked about the competent quarterback play for him. First time, my Matt Ryan, 1,000 yards.
He had.
There was nobody else to throw the ball to, too.
That part of it.
Yeah.
Part of it.
And he's healthy.
Yeah, he was healthy. And then he had 4 games of competent quarterback play last year.
Yes.
Remember when Kirk
was good for
4 games?
And Kyle was
great. Kyle was great.
Kyle was great.
He was his best 4 games he's had since his rookie year.
Yep.
Now, again, and Penix was fantastic yesterday.
Yes,
he's obviously getting the ball to everybody, and Pitts included. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to see. Who do you think the first two were?
I don't know. Probably.
Like, because there's some that you wouldn't, if it's like Tony Gonzalez and Shannon Sharp.
I mean.
But what if it's like.
What if it's like. I don't know.
If it's like. What's my guy's name from Washington the Seahawks took? Jeremy Stevens. What if it's Jeremy Stevens?
Hey, man. I got no problem with nobody. I'm glad I'm his favorite.
Okay. Top 3 is good.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah, there's so many tight ends in the history of the NFL.
You know what I'm saying?
To be in the top three?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it's pretty good. James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy. I was going to say, great win for the Falcons.
Yeah.
My only concern is like with all the past seasons, they get a win and then they go back down again. And I'm just concerned whether or not they'll be consistent or not, And I don't know how many problems they fixed from last week to this week in 1 week, So, I mean, it's great they won, but I think they still got
Come on, James. All right. Well, James, come on now. They can't lose this Sunday.
Nope.
They can't lose this Sunday, James.
No, but then I got the Bills. And I want to just ask y'all in general,
or
what do you think how the Saints played the Bills? Because, you know, the Saints later on, we got to deal with them later on. And what do y'all think about them as well, you know?
Yeah, thank you, James.
They're good.
Appreciate it. Not the Saints.
Oh, they said the Bills.
Now he said the Saints held their own. So what do you think?
Oh no, they
the
were
Saints?
Feisty. Though.
Yeah, they were.
They
were
feisty.
They were
the Saints
go.
Were feisty yesterday. I think that was more the Bills. Like, all right, man, damn.
I think the Bills genuinely have different gears.
Yes, like, they're very good.
There's not that many teams in the NFL that actually do have that.
They are.
They can flip.
They are very good.
They got one of those switches.
Yes.
As for the consistency, I mean, yeah, I mean that's definitely something that. Is gonna if they can sort of shrink the distance between worst and best, because that's what the last 2 weeks were.
Yes.
That's the worst performance you can see from a football team is what they did against the Panthers. And then that's about the offense is capable probably of even a little bit more than what they did yesterday, but I'm not nitpicking. They played really well yesterday. There was some stuff on defense that you'd like to see get cleaned up, but like I didn't think that the ceiling was, I mean, I don't think it's crazy to say that this is as high of a ceiling for an offense as this team has had in a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't think the floor was as low.
Like
that was shockingly low.
It was so bad.
You gotta, can't let that happen again. Yeah. You can't let the lows be as low as they've been
it was
so far
because
this year.
So, it was so bad, Paul. It was horrendous of a performance. And then, you know, coming back, you find a way to look better, score points, and just look like, you were ready from the get-go.
Do you think there's any part of that
like
performance?
They didn't defer. They're like, right. No, we want the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
They go, let's go.
I like everything about their mentality.
Let's get out here right now.
And they went for
it
on fourth down a couple times.
Yes.
Like, there was a very clear, like, all right, this is what we're here to do mentality yesterday, which was great, and lean on the offense and all that. Do you think there was anything in that Panthers performance that was, like, feeling themselves after the Vikings win?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay, good. Because that would be insane.
It would be,
they didn't play that good.
Exactly.
And then I was going to say, if it was, okay, maybe that helps that you saw what's possible, even against a bad team, if you don't show up buttoned up, ready to go. Shouldn't happen again.
No.
That can't happen if that was part of it. Hopefully yesterday doesn't do that. Can't be all excited because we got one.
No, nice win. Yeah. You got some time to get ready for Buffalo.
Sanchez is in Atlanta. Hey, Sanchez.
My dog.
What's going on, Andy and Randy?
What up, man?
Oh, man, great, great. Look, man, I like what the Falcons are doing. I'm just very appreciative that we have reputable veterans on each level of both sides of the ball, because sometimes I feel like our coaches, you know, they get shell shock or they lose focus of what we got going on, because that stunt that Raheem pulled right before halftime, like mismanaging time, like we have a type of offense that we can force the ball down the field, and I feel like why not force the ball and use their timeouts wisely, because we would have had time. And Randy McMichael, did you used to play for the Miami Dolphins?
I did.
Hey, man, you was good, and I used to play with you on Madden. I appreciate you.
All right, man, I ain't that damn old, okay? All right.
Thank you, Sanchez.
Appreciate it, dog. Y'all be killing me with that. Play with me on Madden. I ain't old. When they say it like that, it means it's not like I'm old.
You know what we found the other day?
What?
My wife found her old Game Boy.
Uh-huh.
She's got Madden 2002. Are you in that one?
Yes.
Really? Okay, good. We're going to get it fired up. I can't wait.
Yes, I think I'm on. No.
Because you were in the NFL in 2002.
Yes, I was drafted, but I wasn't on the original.
Oh, okay.
The original copy of Madden. I got Madden End.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Later on in the season.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
If we had 03 then.
I was.
No, probably not.
I'm just telling you what they told me. I didn't play the game then. But yeah, I had an attitude about that. I asked Mr. Madden himself why I wasn't on the game. Saw him in Green Bay. We played the Packers. And there he was. And Al took us to the bus. He's sitting on the bus chilling, like, hey, Mr. Madden, I got a question for you.
I got a question.
Why am I not on your game? And he's like, I don't know anything about that.
It's not really up to me, man.
Not really up to me. Yeah, man.
Not really the game programmer. They just put me on the cover at
this point.
He's pretty fired up about the Game Boy, though.
That's
like, that's a road trip.
That is one of the things, Bunk.
Tetris, man.
Like,
yeah.
Best game ever on that.
Yes, Tetris.
Yeah, because that's my thing. When I go down to Mama's house, go up in Mama's attic, there's so much of those things up there.
You know, she found a Game Boy?
Yep.
An old DVD player.
Why?
Like a portable DVD player.
What was she looking for?
It was at her parents' house.
I know.
They keep everything.
I know.
But it's great. Now they can watch DVDs in the car.
They got it's a portable DVD player?
Yeah, it's a portable DVD player.
There wasn't nothing better than that right there, dog.
Lily was furious because we also have DVDs somehow. I don't know. We have all – our house is just a throwback. She put on the DVD for her, and it was all the previews. She was like, what's this? Skip it. I was like, I don't know. You got to watch them.
You got to watch them,
man. You got to watch the previews, man. That used to be a fun part. We used to like that.
Y'all got, she got DVDs?
Yep.
Lily has them?
No. Well, I mean, kind of. We all, you know. What's mine is yours.
Because I got DVDs.
Oh, bring them on.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring them on.
I'm trying to think. Like, they're in the garage. Plenty of them.
Yeah.
Take them.
We're going to be watching a lot of DVDs coming up. All right. Thanks for the phone calls. We'll get the phone lines open again at 1240, or sorry, at 1:40 during the AMA. They can also be Falcons calls, as always. But we'll come back, tell you the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, some college football at 1:20 as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.